We're ready.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Becca Tilley and
Tanya here.
You do that every time, like you're so surprised.
Well, you never know what you're going to get, you know?
It's true.
Like a box of Skittles.
It's been so long since I've seen you.
It has been so
long. A box of Skittles? I feel like you know exactly what you're going to get.
Wait, isn't that the saying? What is it? You never know what
box
you're going to get.
Box of chocolates. Yeah. I see the confusion there. Like, only one of the most, like, quoted movie quotes of all time from Forrest Gump.
It's been a long day.
You butchered it.
I've really been struggling today, by the way. Like, the Thanksgiving holiday really messed with my head.
I feel like you went really hard this Thanksgiving.
I really did.
Like it wasn't a restful, like, you went to Disneyland. You had a very eventful Thanksgiving break.
I did. Yeah,
was
it wasn't very restful, but and yet I'm still discombobulated this morning. I feel like I've just been a little bit of a mess, so my apologies.
It's okay. I'm just glad you're here and that I'm here.
Yeah, I know. We haven't seen each other in
since Tuesday.
It's a long time
for
us.
Yeah, it's a long break for us.
Well, Becca's a new mother.
I am a full-blown dog mom, mm-hmm. and I am embracing it, and not getting a lot of sleep, which is so rare, but it's totally changed my perspective. Like I'm having to care for this other little living creature, mm-hmm. and it's not all about me and how much sleep I get to get now.
Right.
It's different.
Mom life.
It's mom life.
It's
and like
so
everything
funny.
She does, I'm like, is this okay? I'm going to need to be like on Xanax when I'm a real mom because I'm going to need to be sedated. And I always thought I'll be a relaxed mom because like I want
yeah,
my kid to
chill.
Like, I'm pretty chill in general, but I also like, I want to have a baby that goes to other people and isn't,
right.
you know, super high maintenance. My kid's going to be so high maintenance. It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, Becca, well, I feel like I'll spare the details, but she had a little bit of something and you took her to the vet. And I'm like, I feel like that's pretty common.
She had a virus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that wasn't.
But I took her to the vet. I took her to the vet because it was her, like, she had to go for a health checkup.
Oh.
And then she had a stomach issue that morning. And so they asked for like a stool sample anyway. So I just took that and they tested it and she had a virus.
Oh, so you weren't
exaggerating. I have a good intuition.
Yeah, you do.
But she's still having issues. So now so the vet gave me, first of all, the nicest lady of all time is her vet. I'm so excited. And she gave me her personal cell phone number in case I have questions. And I'm like, you just made the biggest mistake of your life.
Totally.
I've texted her. So she's like my new friend. I've texted her more. Caroline, my sister, was like, yeah, when your new vet becomes your new best friend. Because I've texted her so much.
This is like, I know that your vet's a woman, but this is very Meredith Grey.
How?
You know, when she had the dog, she got really close with her vet. She ended up dating her vet. But you're not going to date your vet, but I'm just
it's
saying. This is
not
really,
similar,
the Meredith Grey storyline is really falling in line with your life, kind of.
Yeah, it's a stretch a little bit, but
I like to do that. I like to stretch
Did you watch
things.
the winter finale finally?
I did.
And? Okay, I knew she was going to do this because she just disagrees with me to get a rise out of me.
I didn't think it was bad, but you've been like poo-pooing the last couple episodes, and I think that they've all been pretty up to par.
What? Okay, if you did like a poll, 90% of people are disagreeing with you.
I don't think
so. Yeah, a lot of people wrote me and they were like, I know that the past few episodes, like before I even watched the winter finale, people were like, I know that past few episodes have been disappointing, but this one's actually really good.
Okay, what about the final episode made you go, wow?
It was just intense. Like it brought back the cliffhanger was really good. It brought back that feeling of what's going to happen. There's something dramatic happening. The other episodes have been like Owen and Amelia dancing around. It's just, there's been no storyline. There was an actual storyline in this episode.
The ending where Joe is trying to save the kid's life because he can't get that thing injected
yes.
in him that's going to kill him, and then her ex-husband shows up.
Yes.
That was fantastic.
That was great. That was the only part that I was like, oh, that's good.
I just,
that was the only part.
I felt like it was the first time where the hour flew by and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's about to end. Whereas the other ones, I'm kind of like, all right, how much time do we have left?
It is a little annoying, though, that we don't have a new episode till January.
You know, I'm more annoyed. More than that, I'm annoyed that you're trying to act like that episode wasn't so much better than the other ones.
It really wasn't. Okay. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
We have to move on. She's trying to anger me.
Good news. Most shows go 9 in the fall and 13 in the spring.
Oh, so
they only did 8 in the fall.
Oh.
And Grey's does 24 instead of 22. So there'll be 8 in the fall. That makes 16 in the spring.
Oh. But are you including the 2-hour premiere? Because that was 2 hours.
Yes, I'm including that.
Oh.
This is very exciting.
Well, hopefully it's exciting and they continue on this, like,
path.
The exciting episodes. And still, there's no one to invest in romantically for me.
What about DeLuca and his new intern?
Don't care.
Oh, gosh. What about maybe a patient's going to come and want to date Mare?
I feel like they're kind of, I feel like what they're insinuating with Meredith right now, that she's like okay on her own.
I don't love that.
I don't either.
Like, is she just going to be alone until the series is over?
I don't know, but I watched an old episode and even just like she and Derek just were walking into the hospital together having normal conversation. I was like, oh, I miss this like dynamic between the two of them. And so maybe in their head, they're like, okay, we can't find.
Top it? Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
They're like, we can't find something that compares to that, so maybe she's better off on her own, but I don't necessarily like that either. It's a lose-lose for me.
It's a lose-lose for me, too. Although, I would really like for her to meet somebody, preferably a patient.
I know, but I just feel like I'm always going to be like, eh, no comparison.
Yeah, but I mean, she has to move on. Life moves forward.
It does move forward. Speaking of, you made some bold moves this weekend.
I did.
Talk about what you texted me before you texted him? Because it was really funny.
What did I say?
About your mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I've spent a lot of time with my family over this weekend. And my mom, they were asking me about the guy that I met at my Slava last weekend. I talked to you guys about that. And I told you my mom invited like every single man under the sun to our family get together. And I ended up really hitting it off with one of them. And I haven't heard from him. It had been like a week. And I had, you know, he said, do you have Facebook? I said, no. Do you have Instagram? I guess. You know, I was kind of like aloof about it. And
I guess.
Because I wanted him to get my number. And right. I'm realizing that probably didn't translate well. Does that make sense? And my parents helped me open my eyes to that. It probably didn't translate well. My like wanting him to get my number was probably me. Seemed like me shutting him down.
Yes.
So my mom said, you know, you talk all this game on your podcast every week about your
shout out to Mama Rad,
telling everybody to be bold and go after what they want. She's like, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? And I was like,
yeah, called out.
Touche. Touche. So I got this guy's number. I found his number, by the way, and I sent him a little text message.
Uh-huh.
Said, hey.
No, said more than that.
His name, which I will not call out.
Right.
I got your number. I hope that's okay. Next time you're on the west side, I'd love to grab a drink sometime. So that way it's me saying, still thinking about you. I want to keep seeing you. I'm interested. Uh-huh. And now here's the ball. And uh-huh. I just knocked it into your court. And he responded. Very promptly, I might add.
Oh, yeah.
Which I enjoy. I don't like, you know, I hate the games. Very promptly and said, that is totally okay. Like, that I got his number. Mm-hmm. And sounds wonderful. And let's keep in touch and try and plan something this week.
This is exciting.
So
now.
He could potentially not make a plan and then right. I'll be sad and I'll probably cry and I'll be like, well, but then I'll move forward. I'll move on.
Can I tell them what you said about how you felt after texting him? Just like,
yeah. Know,
like, Tanya's like, I feel free. I feel liberated. Like, basically, I am woman. Hear me roar. And then she's all, and if he doesn't text back, I'll probably cry and be really sad. Like, well, that's relatable to everybody.
I feel empowered. I feel vibrant. I feel alive. And I was like, until he doesn't text me, and then I'll be like really sad.
But you have to wait. Now at this point, you wait for him to text.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
We do agree on that.
But I think this is something that a lot of girls should do. It's like, here's my handkerchief. I'm just going to drop it for you right here. If you want to pick it up, you can. If you don't, you can leave it on the ground.
The hanker, is that?
That's like a thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess it seems like what very little that I know about him. He seemed, clearly, if he was scared to ask for your number and ask if you're on Facebook first, maybe your move at that point would have been like, why don't I give you my number?
Exactly.
That's okay.
Hindsight's 2020. I should.
We've made the move now.
There are a lot of things I could have done differently the night of, but I feel good about my decision. Until he doesn't text me back, I'm gonna be really sad. But so we'll see. He has a week. We have a week.
Okay. Well. Okay. So we're giving him a week as of yesterday. Yeah. From yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel really good. So until I don't.
I can't wait to talk to next Monday and get updates on this. You know, I love your dating life adventures because I don't have any.
Yeah, which speaking of, we need to get you on a date.
But like, I don't want to go on a date.
I know.
I don't know. I hate so dating. I like, I hate the small. I don't like it.
Well,
I have to be.
Raise
like,
your hand if you like dating. No hands are up in the studio.
They're both married.
They have dated. They're not that divorced. Born married.
Dating sucks.
Yeah. Nobody okay. likes dating. You have to do it.
I know. It's just like, I have a baby now.
I knew it. She's going to blame mom
like,
life.
Is someone going to want a single mom like me who's tired and...
I think somebody will want
to... Needs to be home with my baby at a certain hour.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. I do have a friend who like has guys and she's like, what about him? What about him?
Well...
And I said I was interested. I told her. I was like, she goes, how should I connect y'all? I'm like, give him my number.
Great.
Yeah.
Can you also give her my number so that I can help push this along?
Wait, what?
Give her my number so that she and I can
I don't need too many, like,
hands in
yeah,
the pot.
That if I get pushed too much, I shut down. It's a personality trait that I have. Anyways. wait.
I'm just saying I want to get you on this train. Like, let's start dating.
We talk about this every other day. Like, how we're going to put ourselves out there and go out to cute dinner so we can meet guys. And we don't. We stay at home and watch Grey's Anatomy reruns.
What are we going to do now that Grey's Anatomy is off? We should actually plan to do something. Like, Thursday nights should be, like, our night.
I think we should, like, recap our, like, go through and watch our favorite episodes from all the seasons and talk about those.
Okay. That didn't take long.
And then I think we should do like quizzes. Like we should do quizzes. Like I was reading someone says people always send me Grey's Anatomy quizzes, which I truly appreciate. I ace them every time. But I think it'd be fun to like question each other.
Oh,
see if we know.
I have to tell you though, Grey's Anatomy really does bring people together because I was giving blood last week. And I had my Meredith Grey's My Spirit Animal sweatshirt on. And the man that was giving blood across from me was like, oh, do you watch Grey's Anatomy? And I said, do I? Pointed at it. And then the girl that was taking my blood was like, me too. And we all collectively had a very nice kumbaya moment.
I mean, really true. The people that write me and say that they're just starting it for the first time,
yeah.
Those are my favorites. Because I feel like I've like done something great with my life that
you
I've
have.
Inspired people to do that.
I have a Grey's quiz for you guys later if you want to.
Oh, please. I love this.
But what the listener wanted was for you two to have a bet.
Okay.
The email said that you should take a Grey's quiz and whoever loses, the other one gets to text whatever they want from their phone.
Oh, I like this.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in.
I guess so. I'm so in.
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
I have to win, though.
Okay. So, something we forgot. You remember last week we were like, oh, yeah, we forgot the ask a guy question.
Mm-hmm.
And we remembered it. And we've kind of neglected this segment lately, but I'm here to bring it back.
Okay.
We have a ton of ask a guy emails from listeners, which
oh, wow.
I love because it's not our, like, made up things.
Yeah.
Not made up, but, you know, it's like people going through stuff and they want answers.
Right.
And we're here to help with amazing advice, if I do say so myself.
Those that can't teach, do. Or what is it? Those that can't do, teach. And those that can't get a boyfriend, give dating advice.
That is so true.
Yeah.
I feel like I give so much dating advice, and I'm like, I promise you I'm not the person you want to be asking.
But it's pretty sound advice.
I agree.
Yeah.
First, though, I want to talk about man crates.
Okay.
Did we get our man crates open? It is a set.
Oh, it's packaged really cute.
Yeah.
Too.
So, okay. We got coasters. And then are these beer glasses?
Yeah, beer glasses. They're actually called.
Oh, they say Becca.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Tanya. They just say Becca. Okay. this is the cutest thing ever. They gave me beer glasses and then coasters, and they say scrubbing in with Becca.
That's so cute.
This is the best. Oh,
this
my
is actually
gosh.
Really great. My brother-in-law drinks a lot of beer.
This is serious. Okay, I know that we talk about these things a lot, but this is actually such an amazing gift. It comes with snacks that you would eat while you're drinking your beer. Peanuts.
Can you pass those pistachios?
Pistachios.
Crack these babies open.
This is amazing.
This is okay. Really cute. This is a really great gift.
Okay. So the hardest gifts I have are for the men in my life.
Preach, sister.
Yeah. So the men in my life seem to be like my hardest gifts because the girls, it's like, I know what I like so I can buy them. You know, I have an idea.
Right.
Men, it's like, what? I struggle so much. This man craze is a dream for me.
No, it's actually really, really, really brilliant. And there's a different crate for like every niche. Niche?
Wow. You're crushing it. So they offer over 100 hand-curated gift collections for every type of guy. So if you have an outdoorsman, if you have a sports fanatic, anything, there's a gift for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in this box that you literally have to break open like a man.
Like a man.
And you really have to get in there. It'll entertain him for hours if he's, you know, not the most handy man. I was trying to think of a way to gently say it.
Yeah. It's a good way to keep your man busy.
It is.
While you're doing whatever you need to do.
When you're trying to watch Grays or like do your thing,
like,
you can be like, here's your man crate. And then he has to go into the backyard and just hammer it open.
I also think personalized gifts are really like special. And I think that that's really cute.
I know. I love this so
much.
I do
too. Let me see the coaster.
I needed coasters too. So this is wonderful.
This is really, really cute.
So they also, they have a-
Oh my gosh, there's a beer opener on the back.
Wow. Okay, so these coasters, they're personalized, and then on the back, there's a beer opener.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't drink beer, but this neither, is a man's
but like,
dream.
I could get a Coca-Cola and pop it open and pour ice cold.
Yeah, you totally could.
Bottled. Yeah, that is so fun.
But they have like the, you know, I feel like a lot of guys like to golf, and they have like the personalized golf balls and stuff.
I was going to say, they have a Grillmaster crate that comes with brass knuckle meat tenderizer and cast iron smoker box. They have personalized golf balls that we saw. They have a Moscow Mule kit, which I would get for like myself or any of my girlfriends. This is such a great gift. And all you have to do, you go to mancrates.com, pick your man's crate, and choose the delivery date. And then when his crate arrives, he gets to pry that bad boy open with his own laser-engraved crowbar.
Oh, wow.
I know. So manly.
So manly.
They have thousands of 5-star reviews, and every man crate comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee, which is Tanya's ultimate gift.
I'm fully satisfied right now. This was very satisfying.
Okay, so go to mancrates.com/Becca to get 5% off your order. That's 5% off at mancrates.com/Becca. Mancrates.com/Becca. That is so fun.
Pistachios are delicious.
Okay, so now I'm ready to ask a guy some questions. We have an email from Taylor, and she says, "Hi, I love, love, love your podcast so much. Tanya makes the greatest addition."
Oh, thanks.
I agree. "I'm just writing to remind you guys about the Ask a Guy segment where you ask about their deal breakers." That's the one we forgot.
Oh, right.
Because we talked about our deal breakers.
Right, right, right.
"You were going to do that on the episode with Jana Kramer, but ran out of time. Hope to hear about that." Thanks, Taylor. Yes, I am so excited about this because we're going to call guys today and really get down to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty.
Because I think our deal breakers tend to be a longer list than guys.
For
I feel
sure.
like what I've known to
I
be.
I don't think guys have deal breakers.
Yes, they do.
Like, what would they be? Like,
Like, if she... First of all,
wow.
I was going to say, are you offended? That was like, if I were a guy, I'd be like, wow, she thinks we're cavemen. Like, I don't have any feelings.
I just can't imagine what a guy's deal breakers would be. Like, I don't know. Like, she doesn't cook. That. She doesn't cook? Well, is that a deal breaker?
It could be for some guys. What about if she has no libido?
Oh.
Not particularly interested in that.
Oh.
Could be a deal breaker.
Okay.
We have a guy.
Who is the guy?
This is Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. Are you there?
I am.
Hi. We have some hard-hitting questions for you today.
Okay, I'm ready, I think.
Okay, so we're going to ask you, what are your, should I do top three deal breakers?
Yeah,
okay,
three.
What are your top three deal breakers in a woman? Like, if you're dating someone, which, if when you were dating, what were your three top deal breakers?
Top three deal breakers, let's see. I would say, I think more so than ever today, in this age, being present. So if you sit across and stare at somebody, you can see they're not there, they're not listening, they're not attentive, i.e. on their phone or whatever.
Okay.
I think that's important. Probably on the same lines, you know, maybe too self-absorbed. Those would be big ones for me, you know, just kind of getting to the point of making sure the person has a good heart and that they're there for the right reasons. But those two things, I think, would be hugely important for me.
Okay. So basically being on their phone too much and not being present in the conversation and then being too, like, into themselves or into their selfie game.
Yeah. But I may be a curmudgeon as it relates to that. That may be what everybody wants these days. But those things kind of rub me the wrong way.
No, I feel like that. I feel like that bothers me if I'm on a date or with someone and they're looking at their phone or don't seem interested in my conversation.
Yeah, and you're taking a picture of for example, you take a picture of your food or what you're doing.
Yeah, that's annoying.
You don't really even care, you know, who you're with or the fact that you actually are doing it now. I think there's just too much of that in general that we just do as a society. So those things significantly rub me the wrong way. And so if you found somebody that I guess was the opposite, that'd be great. That'd be my advice.
Yeah. I mean, if I ever was on one of the first dates with a guy and took my phone out to take a photo of my meal, I hope he'd run.
Yeah. Maybe that's my third, taking a picture of your food.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to ask you specific questions and you just say deal breaker or not. Okay.
Okay.
Go. She doesn't cook.
Not a deal breaker.
Bad in bed.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Pass.
Low libido.
That's okay. That's fine. I wouldn't say deal breaker.
Okay. Bad personal hygiene.
Yeah, that is.
Doesn't want kids.
Well, for me, that's kind of a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I like kids.
Different religion or no religion?
Nope, that's okay.
All right. So kind of half and was that like half and half? Mm-hmm. He was kind of indifferent about a few. Yeah. All right. Well, this is interesting.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Thanks for hopping on and chatting with us today.
Did I pass? Or
yeah. Everyone passes here.
Yeah.
Should we get Mike one more since we have so many of these?
Oh yeah, we have another question for you since we have a bunch of ask a guy questions. So if you have time.
Sure. Hit me up.
All right. This is from Macy. She says, hi, gals and Mike. I've been talking to a guy for a couple of months now, and his communication is starting to decrease. We see each other every week, and he says he's still interested, but would rather communicate over Snapchat than text.
Oh, no.
I'm not asking for 24/7 communication. That would drive me insane. But would like to know he's interested enough to have a real conversation rather than keep a Snapchat streak alive. But I'm not sure how to convey that to him. Any ideas would be appreciated. Or should I just drop this guy altogether? Help.
Yeah, that, I think she answered her question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a move on.
Yeah, that is bad. It's hard because I always wonder, like, how old are these people? Because I think when you're, like, 18 in that certain age group, you're kind of, that's what everyone does. It would bother me personally, but that's kind of what they do. But if he's older and, like, in his mid to late 20s, I feel like that's bad.
I still think it's bad no matter what if anybody just wants to have a Snapchat conversation.
Well, Snapchat especially, but I'm saying like text. Like, I don't love talking on the phone, but I know like in a relationship, if you can't see each other all the time, that's how you communicate.
Right.
But the Snapchat is, that's bad.
Sketchy. So sketchy. Maisie, I'm not a guy, but I'm going to say drop this guy altogether.
What do you think, Mike?
I concur 100%. If possible, without any of us getting fired, maybe on our next surveys, we put some sort of age grouping in there to figure out where they fall, because I do think that's important. But we don't want to get fired for age discrimination, too, by the way.
Yeah, we definitely don't want that. I know. I almost feel like she tells him, like, hey, if we're going to have this relationship and you like me and I like you, then we talk more than Snapchat and text. And if he's not down with it, then bye.
Yeah, or just on Snapchat, say, just text me. I don't open my Snapchat
all the
time.
He does text. Oh.
There's certainly an element of how younger people communicate. And I don't think I've ever left a voicemail for my son. I don't think he knows how to get it, and I don't even think he checks it.
And I don't. My mailbox has been full for like a year. Leaving me a voicemail is basically like sending me an invite over Facebook. Like, I'll never see it.
Well. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on here. Thanks for giving us some advice, and our listeners, too.
Bye. Take care.
All right. Bye. Okay, so this next caller is one of my friends from college, and I feel like she can really help us with this email from Lizzie about saying I love you to your boyfriend first.
Right.
Is Katie there?
Hi.
Hi. I haven't heard your voice in so long.
Oh my gosh, I know. I miss you.
I miss you too. Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about this email we got from a listener, and everyone was kind of throwing out their opinions, and I'm like, wait, I know someone personally who had the same situation. So I'm going to read you the email, and I want you to give us some insight.
Okay.
So her name's Lizzie, and she said, I wanted to ask you for some relationship advice. I've been dating my boyfriend for 5 months now, and we have a really solid, happy relationship. Recently, I've been getting the urge to say I love you, but he hasn't said it to me yet. I tried to bring it up casually the other day by mentioning that one of my friends posted a picture with her boyfriend of 1 month with the caption, I love you. This led into a conversation where he revealed he does not plan on saying I love you until he is down on one knee proposing. I told him that it would be hard for me to wait until that point to hear it or say it, and he said that if I felt it, that I should feel free to say it. I just feel like his response was sort of a cop-out, and I don't want to be the only one making myself vulnerable. Should I tell him I love him when he pretty much guaranteed he won't say it back? Shouldn't he be the one to say it first? For context, I am 25 and he's 30. We've both been in serious relationships that ended badly but are years removed from them. Thanks in advance.
Okay, first off, I am very old-fashioned and very Southern. And I absolutely think that the boy should say, I love you first.
Really?
And Lizzie,
Thank you.
Okay,
Lizzie, I totally get it. What?
So Tanya's here too. And
hi, Katie.
And I was like, I don't think it matters who says it first. I didn't know that was like a Southern tradition.
Well, I mean, you know, don't call the boy, they call you kind of thing.
I'm very not Southern, and I believe that.
Yes.
You believe that. Well, I was like, Lizzie, you know, we had been dating. We dated a year before he proposed and said, I love you. And, after 3 or 4 months, I was like, okay, I love this boy and I want to marry him. But I held back the urge to say, I love you, because I knew that he would not say it. I was kind of like her. We hadn't really talked about it, but I knew him and I knew how he was, and I knew he probably did not want me to say it first. And I still remember where I was, exactly how it was when he first told me he loved me and then got down on one knee. And it was something that I will remember forever and something I'm so glad I waited for.
So did y'all have a conversation, though, where he had mentioned that he wasn't going to say it till he proposed?
Yes. He, you know, had said in a past relationship, he had used, you know, I love you. And both of them ended up hurt because they obviously didn't end up married. And I was the same way. And then, you know, he said, I've kind of made a decision that I'm not going to say I love you until I know I want to marry someone and until I can put a ring on their finger.
That's what I said. I said maybe he was hurt in a relationship where he had said it, and then it said that they were in serious relationships that ended badly. Mm-hmm. So that could have been the cause of why it hurt. hurt so much.
Scars, man. Yeah. They go deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do.
Wait, there was another question. I was going to say something about. So you would tell her that she
waited out.
Waited out.
Mm-hmm. I would say
out. Don't assume the worst in his reasoning.
Correct. And, you know, I mean, in a, you know, 5 months, you know, is long and it's not long. You know, it's still new. Things are still fresh. You know, you're still getting to know each other. And I would say, you know, like I said, I waited a year and I still didn't think it was coming anytime soon. He completely surprised me out of the blue. And I think, you know, I just think wait it out a little bit longer, you know, and make sure he's serious and make sure, you know, they're on the same, I guess on the same path. They have the same thoughts, like probably this is going to end in marriage and, you know, they can talk about things like that. But I would just wait because it's such a sweet thing. It's something you never forget. It's something you'll always remember. And I do. I think she should wait.
And now Katie is married to this guy and also has two little kids with him.
Yes, I do.
So Lizzie, wait it out.
Wait it out.
I do like the fact that as soon as when he told you I love you, you were like, oh my gosh, this is the moment. Like that must, yeah. I love that. Well, thank you for coming on and talking with us.
Of course. My pleasure.
I miss you and I love you.
Good to hear from you.
I know. I'm glad that everyone gets to hear our first time to talk in so long. All right. Well,
so much fun.
I know. I'll. I need to text you and we'll catch up for real soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Thanks,
right,
Katie.
Thanks, Tanya. Bye.
So there you go.
Worked for Katie. It'll work for you, Lizzie.
I know. So I should have asked her, like, at what point, like, what if you're 2 years in? You're like, okay.
I know. I mean, I don't know. But I said the exact same thing. I was like, I am going to wait my next time to say it until after he does.
Okay.
Because you know me, I feel everything times 100. So I just like blurt out, like, I love you.
Like one weekend.
Like, I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. I think we're going to get married.
Yeah. Not good.
I like this next one. So you know what? I'm all about asking the guy. But sometimes I feel like the girls have the answers too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we've watched enough shows. Like, I feel like...
You know, I say something intelligent and, like, with a lot of depth, and then you come in with, we watch a lot of shows.
I feel like he's just not that into you. I watched it recently this past week, and I feel like I'm Gigi. You know, she's the main girl. Yeah. And I feel like we've lived through so many experiences, and I feel like we've watched so many shows and movies that we really... we can really cover the spectrum. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I just think that a lot of things that happen in real life maybe are more like where we gather our advice from that we give people.
Right. Like we know people. Like, look, you knew somebody that this happened to.
Right.
She gave great
advice.
Well, whether you want his advice or not, Dean is on the line.
Oh, Deaners.
Hi.
Hi, Deaners. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just working on my Jeep right now. How are you?
Oh, you're such a... You would love a man crate. You're so manly. You work
I
on your...
I love man crates.
I know. We're doing Ask a Guy questions, and so we thought, who better?
Everyone, the manliest man on the planet.
Everyone loved your sexy rasp last week.
2 weeks in a row, I'm a little bit healthier now, so maybe the sexy rasp is gone, but the sass is gone with it, too, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, you were sassy. Did you like the turtle dancing that I tied you in? That literally looked just like your dance moves.
I'm embarrassed to admit that that's probably right.
I know. Okay, so this is an email from Lindsay, and she said, "Hi, Becca and Tanya. I need some advice on a guy I've been talking to. For context, I'm 24. We met at a local brewery and somehow got a hold of each other's Instagrams. As we all do.
Oh, geez.
He's been replying to my Insta stories over the past month, and we'll have conversations messaging back and forth, but he has never asked me to hang out. I feel like he's interested because he keeps messaging me, but none of the messages have been super flirtatious either. Do you think he would be messaging me if he wasn't interested? Help. I've never talked to a guy through social media like this before, so I don't know what's normal. P.S. I know Dean comes into studio after you guys, so it would be interesting to hear what he has to say as well.
Well, two birds with one stone. This is perfect.
Wait, and also, I guess the guy is a doctor. She said, P.P.S. He's a doctor.
good for him. So he's a keeper, is what she's saying.
She's not letting this one go easy.
Doctor in a brewery is pretty magical.
All right, Dean, you're up.
My advice is that, well, because it's kind of what I have done in the past as well, is by responding to the Instagram stories or whatever it is, I think what he's trying to do is open a dialogue and, like, have a conversation. And, I mean, I think I talked even with you about this. Like, I don't, if I'm interested in someone, I won't, like, ask them to hang out. But I would like to, like, build a rapport with them beforehand. And then if the girl takes the initiative to ask me out, I think that's all the better. So this girl, in my opinion, it sounds like he likes her. And, like, he's trying to talk to her. It's
Dean.
Like, he's almost, like, finding things to talk to her about, you know?
Why don't you ask girls out? Why don't you make the initiative?
I think that, I don't know. I don't want to be too presumptuous by asking someone out, you know? And
I
so
can't.
It's nice to be able to, like, have casual conversation. Maybe, like, get, like, an ongoing inside joke between the two of you guys.
I can't.
And so,
so what if she's, like, old-fashioned, is just waiting for you to make the move? Y'all just dance around each other forever?
I mean, I think that there is a timeline to it. I don't know exactly what it is, but if it's taking forever...
Do you make a move?
Old-fashioned, I personally, I'm sure that I have. I would say that it's not the majority of what I do, though.
It's so interesting to me. You know what? I am glad that we do the Ask a Guy, because I would never think that.
Okay, but here's the thing. Dean has girls, like, just mess. He literally...
Left and right? Dean, yes,
it is. Because, like, the messages I get that are like, introduce me to Dean. Like, it's crazy. He doesn't have to do anything. See, girls are making this so easy for you. We're actually enabling you.
I say we, not me. When a woman is able to take the initiative and make that happen. I'm sure on the flip side, it's a girl finds it more appealing when a guy does it. But I'm just saying from my perspective.
Totally. Yes, yeah.
Very interesting. Well, yeah. You know what, Dean? I took the bull by the horn, and I did the first move this past weekend, so I feel like you'd be really proud
Ooh,
of me.
Wait, let me hear the story. We already talked about it,
but Cliff Notes version. I met a guy, and I guess I kind of turned him down because he tried to, like, get in touch with me via Facebook or Instagram, and I was kind of being like,
similar to Lindsay, it sounds like.
Yeah, and so I said, you know what, I kind of like this guy. I ended up finding his number, and I texted him, and we're potentially gonna get drinks this week.
And how do you feel about it? Do you feel different about it if he were to ask you?
I feel empowered and I feel alive. I'm just really hoping he makes the plan. Okay. Otherwise, I'll be sad.
She feels empowered and alive until nothing happens.
Yeah, then I'll be sad.
Oh, but wait. So you have settled or you haven't settled on a date?
We haven't settled on a date. So it's just kind of, I'm waiting for him to, like, make the move. I feel like I gave him the handkerchief, so now he needs to follow through.
This handkerchief analogy thing is, I don't think it's working.
I think back to Lindsay's point, I think that she should take the initiative and ask him out, especially if he's a doctor. I'm sure he's super busy, and it's like, it would be refreshing to have someone, I guess, take the initiative on their own part.
But all right.
So interesting. This really, I'm glad we called Dean.
Yeah, well, she wanted to hear Dean's opinion.
Yeah.
So there, I mean, I don't know who she's going to listen to because I have an opposing opinion, but she wanted Dean's opinion. So
yeah. Maybe
she'll make the move and then they'll be, like, you know, happily ever after through Dean.
And Meredith Grey.
Yeah,
I was gonna reference it, but I'm like, we've referenced Grey's Anatomy so much, so I'm glad you did that for us. Thank you. Dean, thank you as always. We love you.
Thanks, Dean.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
All
right, have fun with the Jeep.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
That was it's so interesting.
Okay, but it's hard. These Ask a Guy things are difficult because everyone
but
has
different
But doesn't
it put it into perspective for you? Like, these are the guys we're dealing with.
But Dean
this is what we're
okay,
dealing
but
with.
This Dean is different because he is somewhat, he's like a boy band. Like, he's like One Direction, the way girls react to him. Literally, the girls that throw themselves at him, he doesn't. So for him to have to, I almost feel like I want him to meet a girl where he has to make the first move. Or they don't, like, he likes her so much that he has to without her making, just to, like,
I feel like the guys are a little bit more insecure and self-conscious than we think. You know,
yeah,
like, they're a little insecure about making the first move, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone has insecurities, guys and girls. It's like that fear of rejection is a human thing, not a gender thing.
True.
Write that down.
Becca's dropping the knowledge today.
Go ahead and quote tweet me on that one.
Yeah. Wow. But wow, I mean, really interesting advice.
I know.
That was, I would say,
what?
bye to this loser that can't ask you out on a date.
You just, are you kidding me? You've had the exact same, he asked you if you were on Facebook.
It's so bad.
You're all over the place right now because your advice is like a roller coaster.
It's hard because I see both sides. I see wanting to be pursued, and then I hear from the deans, and I'm like,
gotta make
sometimes you gotta, yeah.
What if this is the same doctor?
And that's his move?
Yeah. He asked if they're on Instagram. Be so amazing.
Oh, I wish we had his age
reference. Oh yeah, because there's only him.
And I wonder where she's from.
That's okay. We don't. I don't even want to go there. If that were the same person, that would really stress me out for everyone. Okay, so everywhere I've looked on social media, anywhere I've seen the FabFitFun box, and this winter box that just arrived is by far the best one in my opinion, and every time I see it, someone's showing their favorites off, so I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that was in it too. As you all know, FabFitFun is a subscription box, and it has full size fashion, beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. So you're getting a box, and it's not like miniature sample sizes. Everything's full size, and you pay $49.99 each season, but each box is a value of over $200. And the winter box is valued at over $300.
This could be a good gift too, you know?
I know.
Like,
I was going to say,
the gift that keeps on giving all year.
Wow. So like you're everyone, if you give someone a FabFitFun box, they're getting a Christmas gift from you every season, essentially.
Yeah, that's so nice.
I know. So we have the man crates for the guys. We have FabFitFun for the girls.
Or for everyone. Yeah. You know what they say, a wise person once said.
It's a human thing. It's not a gender thing. Thanks for reminding me. All the boxes we have are for everyone.
Yeah.
So some of the products in the winter box, the Kate Somerville Exfoliate Intensive Treatment is something that I've used on a regular basis before I even knew that it was in this box. There's a BB Dakota poncho, which I love BB Dakota, all their stuff. And the ponchos are so cute. Everyone's
comfy.
Been traveling in them and cozying up now that the weather's colder. They have Point Studio Aloe Infused Socks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. They have a Hava Mineral Hand Cream, which...
Oh, I have that. It's so good. It's like,
you were gonna say that.
It's not just like hand cream. It's the like deep moisturizing hand cream. And you know, I'm obsessed with hand cream. I don't go anywhere without hand cream. I don't know why.
Tawny loves hand cream. they have Homemade by Aisha Curry, and it's a little mug, and it's super cute. And then they have a ton of other stuff. I've seen so many people.
Isn't the lavender spray in there?
Yep, lavender spray.
Okay, I've been using this every night. It is divine.
Can
I tell you? I don't know what it does, but it's the most soothing scent to fall asleep to. It's supposed to like give you more restful sleep, and it has been doing me wonders.
I need that because I've not been sleeping restfully.
I took it home
for
Thanksgiving. I was like, I'm gonna take this to my parents' house. I love it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So happy you're happy with your FabFitFun box.
Thank you.
Okay, so all of the products we listed and more, and it's only $49.99, but for you, it's even less. Go to FabFitFun.com and use promo code Becca to get $10 off the winter box. That's FabFitFun.com, and don't forget the promo code Becca. Okay, yay, I'm excited about that. Ben?
Whoa.
Hey, everybody.
Piggy's here.
Hello.
It's been a while.
Is that supposed to be a joke on my name?
Oh. Yeah, sure was.
Good one.
Yeah, hey, good one.
It's super loud. I'm in right now.
It sounds like you're in like a gymnasium right now. Oh. We lost him. He didn't like that. Okay, let's just preview it with this while we try to call him back.
Okay.
Hi, Becca, Tanya, Amy, and Mark, and everyone else, Easton. I have an Ask a Guy question that I hope y'all can answer or get answered. I'm single now after a really hard breakup and feeling ready to get back on the scene finally. When I was first single, I was on dating apps and ran into a few guys I knew from high school that I always thought were attractive and ended up hooking up with two of them. After a few months by myself, I went back on one of the apps out of boredom, preach, and matched with another guy from my high school who I never really knew back in the day, but who I was actually always interested in. This sounds really pathetic, weird, but bear with me. I'm interested in getting to know him, and he seemed interested in me too. We even exchanged numbers. Nothing ever came of it, and I can't help but wonder if it's because he heard from those other two guys. By the way, they are his friends that we've slept together. Basically, my question is, do guys care if a girl they may be interested in has slept with their friends in the past? Should I even attempt to ask this guy out for real or just leave it all entirely in the past? Thank y'all. Ben?
This is interesting.
Ben!
Because I think the answer is different.
Hey. Oh, he's back.
I think that the answer is different for men and for women on this.
Okay, so okay, Ben, we have a before you drop again, we have an email from a listener, and I'm going to just sum it up with her question. Yeah. Do guys care if a girl they may be interested in has slept with their friends in the past? Should I even attempt to ask this guy out for real or just leave it all entirely in the past?
Yeah, I'd say they probably care. I hate to say that because I like to tell myself that, you know, your past doesn't affect the present, but mm-hmm. I definitely think it does. Mostly just, in all honesty, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but like I think I'm too prideful, and I think I could foresee it being, if you have some like more douchebaggy friends, like they would always hold that over your head. Or
wow, those are really bad friends, no?
Yeah, I would think so, but I think like a lot of guys out there just don't respect that, and I think they would say, I think they would talk about it or bring it up, but I don't think that's right, but I feel like in the back of my head it would just always be there.
Yeah,
that's so interesting. I can see that.
So you having been on The Bachelorette where like I guess you're not friends but kind of your friends, or like you know the people that she's also dating, would that have bothered you if you had ended up with Caitlin?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or would you have been able to, like, because it was a different situation?
Oh, you're killing me here. I'd like to say that you can look past it in that scenario. Now I'm going back on what I just said. Yeah, I'd like to think just because during that, The Bachelor, like, it is so expedited, and you are trying to figure something out that is a lifelong commitment, and if that is something that's important to you before you make that commitment, then I could see people, you know, stepping into that and being physical with each other, and then afterwards saying, yeah, like, I've realized through that I'm in love with this other person. And I think then if that, just because of the situation you're in, maybe, I don't want to say it's a double standard, but maybe it is. Like, maybe just The Bachelor is a unique position that you have to move on and move forward.
Right.
Because that person shows you. I always thought, like, there's no better compliment, I think, than on The Bachelor, when you get down on one knee at the end, because you're saying, from all these beautiful people that I've dated, all these really interesting, cool, exciting people that we've gone these great dates together, I'm choosing you because you're the one that I love, and we're going to start this together. But in that, there is a journey, there is a story that has to unfold, and part of that story is, I think, getting to, you know the other people physically.
Right, yeah.
But, I don't know. Again, it's a double standard. I know what I just said earlier was that it would bother me, or it would bother most men, I think. But maybe, maybe if, I think it all comes back to communication. If you can communicate and you can explain and you can say, hey, you know, this happened, maybe I don't regret it, but it happened, and now I want to invest in you and our relationship and move on past that. Will you forgive me for that and kind of forget it? I think that actually, I think you can move on. But I do think it would, that conversation need to take place.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, because I dated someone who had relationship with one of my friends, and
Becca firsthander right here.
It was like a lot of communication about it. Like I would have feelings about it.
But you struggled with that.
I did.
For a long time.
Yeah,
I would too.
That is such a good question, though. When you asked me, I wasn't prepared to answer it, but now that I'm going through my head and thinking, life is so weird and life is tough and relationships are hard and we all have our past and we all have the things we've done. And I just think when you enter into a relationship, you're both kind of throwing up the white flag and saying, you know, I surrender to all the things I've done in the past. I surrender to all the mistakes I've made, or maybe they're not mistakes. Maybe they're just things that have happened, but it's led me to you. And now that it's led me to you, how are we going to move forward and make this the best and healthiest relationship aside from all the other craziness that's taken place in our life? And I think that's so important, but I do believe that that can be a great foundation for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah. You know what the Rascal Flatts say.
What do they say?
God bless the broken road that led
me straight to you.
Should we get some deal breakers from Ben before we get him offline?
Oh yeah.
We have some deal breakers. We want to ask you if these are deal breakers for you in a relationship.
Please, I'd love to hear them.
Because we feel like they're very different amongst the genders.
Okay. She doesn't cook.
No, I love to cook, so that's not a deal breaker.
Mm. Bad in bed.
Honestly, no, it's not, because I think I don't even know what that means. Honestly, what like they just, what does that mean? Like they're not like they don't have
like they're not bendy.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
They're not bendy. I really don't think it's a deal breaker I think if you find the right person, then it will be
no matter what. I always argue that, too, with people.
I think so, too.
Libido.
Bendy. I can't get over it. You're not bendy. Low libido. Yeah, I would think it would be, like, in a long-term relationship, just because you don't want to constantly feel self-conscious of yourself. Like, right. If you're married and you want your wife, in my case, a wife to come onto me and I want to come onto her and we want to have that spicy, you know, sex life, then if she's, like, constantly turning me down, I think I'd get really confused.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Bad personal hygiene.
Ooh. Yeah, it would be a deal breaker if they weren't willing to work on it.
Becca gives this look on the personal hygiene. I dated a guy with halitosis, and I had to see past it because he was such an amazing guy.
I can't see past it.
It ended up not working out. However,
of course it didn't.
The halitosis was not the deal breaker.
I cannot imagine like past dealing with that every day. Like,
I can't either. Talk about low libido. I mean, if someone's breast smelled, I'm like not touching you.
Yeah, I mean, there's always instances where your breast smells. Like everybody has that going on, but if it's just a constant like thing where every time they open up their mouth, you're like a little bit thrown back. Like, how in the world are you investing or like going deeper into that relationship?
I could not agree more. Okay, she doesn't want kids.
Yeah, deal breaker. Definitely, I want kids so bad.
She's an atheist.
Deal breaker for me. Yeah, I just.
Thank
mostly,
you.
Yeah, mostly because my faith and my belief in God is so strong. Like I believe in Jesus and I believe in what he's done. And my whole life is based on that. Like when I have troubles or when I have issues or when things are bothering me, like that's where my foundation lies. And if I constantly need to be explaining myself and defending myself against my faith, which is my foundation, like it would be. It'd be hard. I've dated people that don't believe the same thing I do, and they're great people, and I love them dearly, but we just were constantly never on the same page. Like, there was just never an understanding.
I had this debate. This was, like, 2 weeks ago. I went out with a guy, and he was atheist, and Mark was trying to convince me to give it another shot, and I said, absolutely not. It's a deal breaker for me. Like, that's my whole life. I can't – why would I even go entertain a second date?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of – I would just – it's so much of my identity. I wouldn't want to hide that, and I would want to actually grow in that with somebody.
I think I also wasn't opposed to you having the second date because I was interested in like hearing more about it.
I know.
If you could have gone deeper into that, I would have been.
He was a really nice guy, yeah. But I just was like, there's no point.
There was not enough otherwise for you to be too interested.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, she hates the Chicago Cubs.
Well, deal breaker. Absolute deal breaker. No, not at all. I actually really like in my past relationship, we like two different basketball teams, and it caused for a lot of fun because we would watch games when they played each other, and we would kind of like bicker and argue and yell at the screen, and then you know we would constantly be cheering for different things, which added like a little bit of tension in our relationship, which is actually kind of fun and exciting.
Yeah.
And so I mean, I would love if she doesn't want to go to Cubs games, I'd be so upset.
I mean,
a little healthy tension ain't bad.
I know. I like that competition. I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
These are great questions. Hey, by the way, you two are great together. This is a really good podcast.
Oh, man. Thank you. Always know what to say.
No, you really are. You're good. This is fun. I could play this game all the time. You're making me think.
We'll keep you in mind for our future Ask a Guy segment.
We've been thinking a lot today. I feel like we've come to a lot of big conclusions.
Yeah, it's been very insightful today.
It's been a eureka hour for sure.
Ben, I'm so glad we got you back on the phone. It was truly our
pleasure
having you. I couldn't think of the word.
All right. Well, hey, keep me in Bindi.
All right. Same to you. Bindi.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a safe flight. Is that where he's going? Is he on a plane?
He's in the airport. Okay. I'm not really sure. Going somewhere. Wait. Okay, I was going to say, please don't tell me we're out of time for this.
Okay.
I know. Tanya's in a rush, but it's fast. It's like 2 seconds. Okay. Tanya's trying to leave me, but we're doing the Grey's Anatomy quiz.
I'm not trying to leave you.
You're trying.
All right. So here's how it's going to work. Okay. We're going to have Tanya go first. So I'm not just throwing it out there so you yell it out. It's too confusing. So you're going one at a time. But if you don't get it or get it wrong, the other person can steal.
Is there a time frame, though? They have a certain amount of time to answer.
Sure. We'll give you 10 seconds to answer the question.
Yeah.
How are we timing that?
Well,
do I do it?
Just let Mark handle the logistics.
Okay. I'm just really nervous.
Who's going first?
So what's the best?
Tanya's going first because she's technically a guest. Becca's podcast. Just ask Man Crates.
Yeah.
Tanya, question number one.
Okay.
Name Meredith's three children.
Zola and Bailey. Zola, Bailey, and she had three?
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the last one.
Zola, Bailey, and...
All right, for the steal, Becca.
Zola, Bailey, and...
You wouldn't even got Bailey.
Yeah, I would have.
Okay.
And Christopher.
Ellis.
They never referenced this child, so how would we know?
Really.
Yeah.
All right, Becca.
Okay.
How did Addison find out Derek was cheating?
Oh.
Richard called her.
Tanya for the steal.
She only found out when she showed up to get him back. When she showed up to
She found the women's panties in his pocket.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, wait. You didn't mean initially. You meant that was in the when they were in the on-call room at prom. That was
because she didn't know. She didn't know. Whatever. We missed it. Let's
Next question. Oh, Tanya,
okay,
this is yours.
Technical. Okay.
Who is Sophia's father?
Who is Sophia's father? It is Dr. McSteamy. His name is Eric Dane, and that's him.
No, but what's
the character's name?
Oh, Dr. Sloan.
Very good. That is 1 point for Tanya.
I gave you every single name.
I know, except for the one.
Rebecca.
I didn't think about it.
Name April and Jackson's two kids.
They have two.
They don't have two kids.
Oh, I see. This is the son that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Right.
His name was Jackson Jr.
Tanya for the steal.
I think his name was going to be Matthew.
That was her ex-fiance.
Samuel and Harriet.
Samuel, I knew. I wouldn't have guessed Harriet, but I knew Samuel.
All right,
Samuel,
a couple more.
Samuel is their actual child.
Yeah, I know.
Let's review the score. Tanya has one. Becca has zero.
I've never been so disappointed in myself.
Tanya, you'll get this one, I think.
Okay, is it my turn?
These are random.
Okay.
In season 6, Seattle Grace merged with what hospital?
Seattle Grace, they merged with Mercy West.
Her questions are way easier than mine.
It's random.
I know, but I'm just telling you.
This is for you, Becca. And if you don't get this, Tanya's the winner.
She's already, I think, going to be the winner if I don't get
it. If you get it, we'll add another one.
Oh, okay.
Denny missed getting on the top of the transplant list by how many seconds?
Oh. You know, Tanya's watched this episode so many times. 6.
Tanya?
2.
17 seconds.
Oh.
Tanya wins. Oh. Tanya gets to text whatever she wants from Becca's phone.
Next week.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
That gives me a whole week to think of who I want to text and what I want to text them.
Just remember, we're going to play this game multiple times. And so if you start a war.
So payback's a B.
Yeah, karma. Taylor Swift believes in karma, and so do I. All right.
Ooh, this is good. Who could I text? This is good.
Yeah, I hate this, actually. I totally thought I was going to win that, and I'm very disappointed. I'm going to start just, like, reading Grey's Anatomy, like, trivia, just to never lose
just
that again.
Just never lose.
Thank you to Mike. What?
I would just like our listeners, if they have suggestions of anything that who I could text from Becca's phone or what I could text them, please let us know.
Wow, you're so evil. wrapping it up, thank you to Mike, Dean, and Ben for being our wonderful Ask a Guy advice givers. Mm-hmm. Please keep the emails coming. This is so fun for us to read. Email us at scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. Mm-hmm. Tanya is going to plot what she's going to text and who she's going to text from my phone next week.
Yeah.
I'm also going to do the same thing because we're going to do this game again and I'm going to do it on the spot.
Okay. And then hopefully we'll have an update on Dr. Slava.
Yeah. Hopefully we have an... Slava sounds so much like saliva when you say it. We'll talk to you next week. Stay bendy, everyone. Time of death is... Do you want to call it?
Yeah. 12:41.
P.M. So good.